going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, I'm feeling like a rant this morning. Now, gentlemen, as we all know, women around the world are getting their asses kicked by this new environment. Woke up early this morning, decided, you know what? I'm going to make a stealth run by the blade. Gentlemen, now there are more Linglings showing up on the blade. We know Lingling is the second most sought after woman in America. Now, of course, that's just my humble opinion. However, dating apps, websites can pretty much back that up. But the fact that more Linglings are showing up, yeah, things are really getting bad when it comes to these modern women and the fact that they are financially struggling. Now, that's not the main topic of this video. Of course, every time I do a flyby of the blade, I ask a rhetorical question. Why in 2024 are there not organized, regulated brothels? It can be a safe environment for the worker and the client. But as I said, it's a rhetorical question. And the answer, even though I myself have overlooked this answer, is very simple. Now, let's get to the main part of this video, the main topic, if you will. As you all know, there have been many videos put out by female matchmakers who said men did not show up to the matchmaking events. Now, I was watching a video put out by China Unvarnished. That channel has given a great insight about the goings on in China that a lot of us normally would not know about. They recently put out a video called Thousands Show Up for Matchmaking Event, Yet No Men Showed Up. Oh, that video was hilarious. It was. Now, first, when you watch the video, of course, there's going to be a couple of Chinese game ninjas that say the same typical crap. You know, you need to get into a woman's face, talk to more women, blah, 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 blah. We're going to completely throw them out of the equation. Now, it was what the women were saying that really stuck the point. Now, of course, those women were the typical leftover women. And we all know what the leftover woman is, the Sheng Yu, the woman that has gone to college, decided to get a degree, decided not to marry, and decided, you know what? I'm going to re-enter the dating and mating market, and I'm going to use my accomplishments as a way to say I'm better than the average man. Oh, ladies, it's the same thing with women over here in America. Oh, I went to college. I did this. I got my degree. Blah, 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 blah. Now, we over here in this space have said for the longest time, women, no degree that has ever been written or that has ever been issued to you has made a man's dick hard. Never has happened. Now, there are some freaks and deviance in this world, of which I am one. But you've never heard a group of men having a conversation that went something like this. Oh man, did you see her degree? Oh man, her degree's a baddie, man. Yo, I saw that degree and it was on the wall and the picture frame. Oh man, I had to get up out of there because I was about to jizz in my pants if I kept looking at it. So I put it in my spank bank and I had to rough up the suspect to it later. Women, you will never hear a group of men have that conversation. Simply put, we don't care about your accomplishments. We don't. Now, the men over there in China, they are savages. They are ruthless. When they talk to those women over there, there was one video that I watched of a woman who went to a dating fair, an open-air dating fair. And of course, she did the typical quote-unquote strong, independent woman thing of trying to lead with her accomplishments. Now, the guy she was interested in, this dude was a straight up member of Fuck Your Feelings Incorporated. Because when she told him, well, I have a master's degree, I got a house, I got a car, he simply countered with one simple phrase. But you're old. This woman was damn near ready to crumple up and fall over in tears. Because that's it, ladies. All of your accomplishments don't mean shit. It doesn't. None of your accomplishments can get you a single second of youth. Yeah. So all of this crap about, oh, I went to college, I got my degree, I got a house, blah, 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 blah. Woman, you're old. You've already hit the fertility wall. You're over the hill. So yeah, those Chinese men are coming out the gate saying, what do you have to offer me that I want? And those women are, once again, leading with their accomplishments. And those men are like, why would I want you when I can go get a younger woman? And that burns those women to the core. Oh, you can just see the look of just outright, just sadness hit those women's face when those men tell them that. You got nothing to offer, ladies. Your youth and fertility. Men have constantly said that for years. Now, this is definitely something that is a developed country problem. You don't see those women over in Pakistan talking that shit to the men over there, because we know what happened over in Pakistan after America pulled out. Yeah, word has it that within 3 days, the men over there got those women back in line. And they had a simple choice: submission or deletion. That's just over there. So I'm just saying. But yeah, yes. See, there's another key difference between the undesirable women over here in America and the undesirable women over in China, the leftover women. There's one critical piece of the puzzle. And unfortunately, it comes down to this. Women over here in America, specifically non-black women here in America, when they become undesirable, the final card that they play I now like black men. And unfortunately, a lot of us black men are so mentally damaged by black women, particularly our mothers, that any woman that shows us a smidget of respect, we have no problems going with. Doesn't matter how big she is, doesn't matter how many kids she got, none of it. These women know black men are their final card. It sucks, but it's true. See, the women in China, they don't have that option. So yeah, for them, they will truly die alone. But, you know, the truth is just the truth. But yeah, yeah, those men in China, they pull no punches. They tell those women straight the fuck up, you got nothing that I want. You're not going to come to me with all of this material crap to try to blunge at me and say that I need to step up, I need to work harder just for your sake. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. That was another female matchmaker over there, and she was talking about why men didn't show up. And one man was just brutally honest. He said, you know what? I would rather stay home and play video games than to waste my time trying to go out and talk to a woman who believes that just because she went to college, that she's better than me. Take her degree away from her. And what is she? She's nothing. She's still going to be old. Yeah, those guys are savage. But what more can I say? Oh, all you quote unquote old accomplished women out here. Yeah, you are seriously out of the game. You just refuse to just go sit your ass down somewhere. But reality is going to humble the lot of you. Yeah. Oh, you hit menopause. Guess what? You truly have nothing to offer to society but a semi-wet hole. That womb, yeah, that womb has already been like Afghanistan before, bombed out and depleted. Yeah, right, no. It's hilarious when you got old-ass women over here making TikToks talking about, I want to be loved. I want someone to love me. Why don't these men want these older women? Well, like men have said, youth, fertility, beauty. That's what men want. And guess what? We have a situation in which now I can loop back the question about the brothels to the reason why men are no longer showing up to matchmaking events. We live in a world that women are the primary consumers of everything. So, unfortunately, anything that would actually make men happy can't have it. Brothels would make some men happy. Men being able to be with younger women who would get on their program can't have that either. So yeah, ultimately it comes down to that simple fact. Anything that would make men happy, women refuse to do it. They don't want it to happen. So guess what? Here we are at another damn impasse. But here's the cruel reality of it all. Men, you're going to win. You've already won. Quick explanation. Two simple words, gentlemen. Biological clock. We don't have it. Women do. women go through menopause, they lose their eggs, they are D-U-N done. And guess what? As a 50-year-old man, you can still go out and get you a 21-year-old woman, if you so desire, and start a family. A 50-year-old woman, she's already hit the fertility wall and the looks wall. She has nothing left to offer society. And that's why you have so many miserable old-ass women out here. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Am I right in my analysis? Am I wrong? Leave it in the comment section. And for all of you women out there who think that going to a matchmaking event, a singles event, is going to get you the man that you really think you deserve because of your accomplishments, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that you can use your accomplishments as a bludgeon against the everyday average man, and that you're going to be able to get you a top 5% man, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because believe it or not, ladies, even the everyday average man has an option. And that option is go overseas. Ladies, your power, or should I say your illusion of power, is only effective within the borders of your country. End of. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.